Before we start today's episode, I wish to acknowledge that this podcast has been recorded on the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my deepest respect to elders past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures. I acknowledge the Kaurna people as the custodians of the Adelaide region, and consider myself incredibly lucky to live, work, and raise a family on Kaurna land. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Truth About Aging podcast. I'm your host, Kate Helmore. Each week, we'll be unpacking your questions about the aged care sector, discussing how to age well, grow old, and make informed decisions. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 77 of the Truth About Aging podcast. If you're new around here, welcome. My name is Kate. I am the host and founder of this show. I really hope you found this show in a time of not crisis, in maybe forward planning or just getting curious about what's out there available to support you or your loved ones. If you've been here a while, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here and supporting me on this journey with the podcast. If you do enjoy the podcast and would like to share this around with any friends or family, feel free to flick them an episode. Tell them to jump on and subscribe, or you can sign them up for the Navigate newsletter, which often covers the topics that I'm talking about on these episodes as well. You can do that at navigateagedcare.com.au/newsletter. It's just a good way to stay up to date of things that are happening in aged care and also helping you with strategies and tools and tactics that you can use to help yourself or your loved ones in their aging journey. Now, on last fortnight's episode, we had the beautiful KK and KT from the Salt Directory. They were explaining a little bit about salt, what they do, and how they created that wonderful resource for people that might be, I guess, transitioning in different places across their aging journey. They really talk about salt as being for the last 25 years of your life, and I think that's an important framework to have. I think often we can think about aged care services as maybe the last couple of years of our life, where quickly we need to pull on different things to help us stay well or try keep ourselves at home. But I think, as I always harp on about in here, being proactive and thinking about that more longer term in terms of that last 25 years means that you can be really, really knowledgeable and really aware of what options are there and utilizing them or pulling on those strings as you need to get the best outcomes for yourself. Now, in that episode, they talked about some of the different types of services available on the Salt Directory, but I thought I would break them down a little further today for you in terms of some of the services you may or may not know about that exist out there and when you might use them and also what they might cost you. So I'll jump straight in with talking about number one, aged care planners. Now, this is essentially me. This is what I do in my Navigate aged care business. Basically, aged care planners will sit you down and they'll map out a bit of a journey in terms of what your situation is now, what any upcoming health flags or issues or decline might be to look out for, and importantly, what services you can access along that journey. So for me, I often meet with people in their home, we'll go through a bit of an assessment in terms of what's working for them at the moment, what's not, and then discuss what they might be eligible for and how they go about accessing that and what those services might cost them. And normally for people that I work with, we map this out from where you're at now all the way through to the point at which you may, and not everyone needs to, but you may need to end up going into residential aged care or a nursing home. So it's really getting a bit of a plan in place so you know what those different steps are and when to pull on those triggers. Now, the cost of these services are varied. I guess they're normally starting around $250 for basic consults and more up to around $500 for comprehensive plans. And there are a few different aged care planners around. You can either just, if you're anywhere in Australia, you can Google aged care planners and your suburb or your area, and that'll help bring some up. Or you are more than welcome to get in touch with me via my website as well if you want to have a chat about what this might look like for you. Now, with all of these services, I should say from the start, and I know this was touched on in the last episode, but a lot of these people will happily have a free consultation over the phone with you and at least be able to ascertain if this is a service that would be helpful for you or not. I often have people come to me asking really specific financial questions, and that's not my specialty, so I refer them on to somebody else that can help them with that kind of service. Most people in this industry are in it because they care. So it's worth just getting in touch, having a call, and just seeing if it's something that might be right for you now or maybe even into the future. Number two is aged care placement consultants. So placement consultants really specialize in finding you a bed or finding you a home in a residential aged care facility. Sometimes they're called bed finders, which I find an interesting term, but really they're looking again at you and your individual needs, the area you want to live in, what things are important to you, and really trying to find somewhere that suits your individual needs. This can be really helpful maybe for families that don't have time to be able to commit to this. It is a fairly demanding process in terms of you normally need to apply to minimum 5, but probably 10, 15 facilities to really make sure you get a spread and find places that are the right fit. Just because a facility has a bed available doesn't mean that you can have it. They screen every individual person to make sure that they can meet their needs and that they would be suitable for that living environment. So this is where, as placement consultants, we'll often go out to many different places so that we can hopefully come back with a few different options for you to be able to consider, maybe trial, have some tours, and then decide from there which is going to be the best fit. So yes, especially beneficial for time poor families, maybe for clients with complex needs. It can be harder to find places for people maybe that need a memory support unit that are living with dementia. It could be hard if there's particular behavioral issues or maybe mental health that needs to be cared for. Doesn't mean it's not possible, but they're just added layers of complexity. This is also a service that I offer, but there are a number of different aged care placement consultants around Australia. Typically, this service starts from around about $1,500 and anywhere up to about $2,500. So I should say with all of these, it's a bit of an estimate or a guide. Every service will have slightly different inclusions and exclusions. They'll also, you know, have different amounts of experience within that. And these prices are just to give you a slight indication of what that might cost. Because I know a big barrier for me is when these services are offered and there's no price guide on the site. And it can be really hard to know, is this something that's even possibly accessible for me? Or is this right out of the question? Number three is aged care financial advisors. Now, this might sound like a bit of a boring one, particularly if you're someone like me that's not really into numbers and finances. I mean, I don't mind finances, but it's not the thing that excites me most in the world. Having a specialized aged care financial advisor can be critical when you're looking at longer term care solutions for you or your loved ones. Essentially, good aged care advisors will work through the various fees that might be associated with aged care, and that's anything from retirement living to home care services to moving into a residential aged care facility. They look at how you could pay these fees and how this might impact your other assets, for example, the family home or your pension payments. So there's lots of things to consider when you're making these financial decisions, and I recommend most of my clients start off seeking some basic advice from a financial advisor. This basic advice can often start around about $300. And then if you choose to go ahead with a more comprehensive assessment or have one of these places manage your assets, you're looking upwards of about $2,000. But again, that entry point is not too bad to get some advice on what the best options are for you. And it can be a really good way to start just understanding some of those different costs involved and what you can realistically afford. Number four is aged care solicitors. So they deal with anything from wills, estates, things like contracts when it comes to retirement villages or independent living units. They can help you pretty much navigate any of those legal documents that you might face in, again, that last 25 years of life with any of those aged care related services. These normally start around about $500 and will increase depending on the level of involvement. but it can be really helpful, particularly when you're looking at contracts and you know how passionate I am about advanced care planning documents. Having your wills, your power of attorney, advanced care directives all up to date are so, so important. It might feel like something that you don't want to spend money on, but it can be really helpful to make sure that they're done properly in a really secure way in that everything is covered within them. That doesn't mean there's not options to do it yourself if you don't have the financial means, but it can be wonderful if you have that option to use an aged care solicitor where possible. Number five is Centrelink assistance. And this is a big one. I think all of us have had, not all of us, most of us have had an experience with Centrelink. And it's normally not such a positive one. And I don't say that the staff are wonderful. It's normally to do with the fact that you're on hold for 1, 2, 3 hours. Sometimes the call's cut off. Sometimes you get redirected through. Sometimes they transfer you to someone that doesn't answer and then you need to call back again. There are never-ending struggles when it comes to Centrelink. So why not outsource that if you could? Particularly if you are accessing a pension or you're looking at aged care services, they can essentially either fully manage your Centrelink profile for you or assist with doing some of those calls with you present as well to help you navigate some of those tricky questions or forms. These start from around about $250 and go upwards of $3,000, again, depending on how many services are managed, but it can be really helpful, again, for maybe time-poor families or families that might be interstate. If your loved ones can't coordinate that, having someone to do that for you, to be able to outsource that task, can be a huge stress reliever. Also, I should have said from the start, I'm acutely aware that not all of these services are accessible to people. Sometimes you just don't have the money available to be able to spend on these services that might feel like a luxury. I guess the reason I like to show all options available out there is I have clients from a variety of different backgrounds. So if you are someone with a little bit of disposable income that thinks, you know what, I could have someone manage the Centrelink payments, that'll give me an hour or two back and I can actually spend those hours working instead, that might be great for you. But these are just to give you an idea of what's available out there. There are a number of free services that can help you navigate these things if you don't have any money available. But these are some of the extra services that you could access should you have the means to do so. The next one, are we number six? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number six. I should have numbered these beforehand. Number six is Seniors Home Office Assistance. Bit of a tongue twister. But this one is a new one to me and one that I just think is incredibly beneficial. So often they're called, like a home office assistant or admin. They basically come into your home and they help you manage all of your different tasks. I guess your bills, your online payments, cash flow. They sit down alongside of you and really help map that all out and make it work for you. They can call your phone provider on your behalf and help work through a bill. They can call out different insurance companies and work out what's the best price for you and help save some money on your bills. They can work with you to make sure that you have everything lined up in a way that is sustainable and that you're getting the best value for money out of your services. So seniors home concierge is what I was thinking of. So often these people will come out to your homes and sit alongside and do it with you because a lot of aging Australians still want to be involved in this process. They don't want someone just to take it off them and run away with it. They sit alongside of you and really work through what your options are and help explain things to you and help you get the best outcome. These consults start from around about $180, but you can have ongoing administration where you have people on call to contact as you need, and they're from around about $660 a year. So if you want to find one in your area, you can Google seniors home office or seniors home concierge and your location, and you should be able to find some people in your area. Number seven, aged care removalists and decluttering services. This is another gold one. Because a lot of the time when people are at the time of moving, whether you're moving from your own home to a retirement village, from a retirement village to a nursing home, you may be downsizing, it's a stressful time. Anyone that's ever moved house before will tell you it's an incredibly stressful time. I sent myself into quite a little health pickle last time we moved house because I fully underestimated how much time and effort and energy it would take, alongside just feeling quite deeply unsettled when you are moving to a different location and you're working out what that new place looks like. So having specialized aged care services that help with not only moving your things, but also decluttering the home can be incredibly helpful. Again, great for time poor families, those that maybe live interstate, or people that are physically unable to assist with moving. These can even be done, say you're not moving house and you just want someone to come in and help declutter your home. There's so many services available for this and people that specialize in that area of aged care decluttering. Prices can start from around about $300 for 4 hours, and they'll increase based on time or how many staff. And it really depends on the kind of service that you need. Different companies offer different packages for this, but worth having a bit of a look around at what's available. To find that, you'd just be searching aged care removalists or aged care decluttering in your area. And last one, number 8, end of life planning. Now, this is one that can often be a bit of a taboo subject or something that people don't like to think about till it maybe feels a bit closer. But end-of-life doulas can provide non-medical support to dying people and their families. And I think the important thing to keep in mind, this doesn't just mean the last month of your life. It might be that you receive a terminal diagnosis and you might still have a year, 2 years, 5 years still to live. But you know or have a greater indication that your end is near. And that can be a really confronting thing to work through. So end-of-life doulas really provide support and counseling to you as the individual, also to your family that would be going through that. They can help ensure that your advanced care directives are up to date, that you have your funeral planned, that you understand what that dying process might look like and what your options are throughout that. So it can be a really beneficial way of getting some extra support around an otherwise stressful time. And there's many different end-of-life planning services available out there. It's a very growing area within Australia. And I would really encourage you to, if nothing else, just have a bit of a look or have a chat to people that work in that area, because they are some of the most beautiful humans you will ever meet. And it's just a truly special service that they offer. Again, pricing will vary greatly, but often hourly rates start around about $75 an hour, and lots of them will offer different packages that can kind of be upwards of maybe $2,500, but that will depend on what's included within that package. Often they will come and stay with you overnight throughout the dying process. They'll be able to do home visits over the weekends, whatever it is that helps you throughout that process as someone is dying, both for the individual that is dying and importantly for those that are surviving them, to help them work through that period, through that grief, through that experience, to feel supported along that journey and not alone in it. So they are 8 of the, I guess, aging support services that I often refer my clients for or that I work with people on. Importantly, as we mentioned on the other episode, the SALT directory does have links to a lot of these resources, and you'll be able to search by state within Australia to find people that are close to you. You can head to saltdirectory.com.au to find more details there. If you want to get in touch with me or discuss anything more about services I might be able to assist you with, head to navigateagecare.com.au. You can also find me on Facebook at navigateagecare.au or on Instagram at The Truth About Aging. I hope this has been helpful and maybe opened your eyes to a couple of the other, I guess, additional services that sit in that aged care space, in that aged care planning space. And I hope that you have a beautiful day wherever you are, and I'll be in your ears again in a couple of weeks' time. Bye.